It is a growing by leaps and bounds.
Oklahoma City is having trouble.
Yeah, they are having trouble. That's the reason. That's what I'm telling you. Now, Oklahoma City wants to dam Illinois River down here just this side of Tahlequah and get water from there. They're wanting to do that very thing. And it'll be done some of these days, too. There's a scope of road over here where the junction is. You probably come over on 33 where the junction is. There's a scope of road there. Oh, I don't know, about 12, 15 miles of dirt road. Get down on the river bottom, and the reason they don't do anything towards blacktopping that, they think that dam's going in down there one day, and it'll just cover that whole country up road and all, and it'll still hold it back.
Well, that'll be a shame. That's certainly pretty in there.
That's nice. Well, now, you've been over that road, have you, down at Tahlequah? Well, now, that there, you know, a dirt road there.
Yeah.
Well, now, you see, they'll cover that whole thing up when that dam, when you get down put near to Tahlequah, I'll say 5 or 6 miles in Tahlequah, the road pulled up a little grade like there, and you go on into Tahlequah, and that river, it's over to the left of you.
Mm-hmm.
It goes between two mountains over there, about a half mile from there, and there's where they'll build this dam. There's two big old mountains, and the river runs right between there.
Roger there, and let it...
Well, yes, it'll cover this. Why, it'll come clear back up here to Flint Creek.
Oh boy, there's a lot of good land.
Oh, I know it. But then I'll tell you what, you know something. They're talking right now to some extent that if we don't harness all this up and take care of this water, we'll run short of water someday.
Yeah, but just, I can see the farmer's point of view when he says you're going to ruin all our best land.
Yes, it's right. You're right. It's a bad deal in that way, but we've got to have water.
That's right.
There's no question about that.
Times are changing.
Oh yes, you bet.
It would be nice if they could make the Arkansas River navigable again.
Yes, yes it would. But now, Illinois River is a good stream of water. However, it's not no such a pure stream as Spavinaugh over here.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been with you yesterday and I showed you the Spavinaugh Creek. I don't know where you never got down to the creek.
I think I did. There was a cement bridge down there.
Oh, the little cement bridge. Oh, you went on down to that bridge, did you? Well, there was a creek right there.
That's what I thought.
Well, right about this away from that bridge there, about half a mile, where my brother lived. Yeah, and where that spring, he pulled it up out of there. He just let the cord down about 100 yards, 50, 100 yards. Bucket fills full, and he just rolls back up with a wheel, see? And it's just the finest water runs right out under a bluff there. Oh, it's wonderful. You bet. Now, there's something, I'm telling you something. Tulsi, you know, spent millions of dollars. And some of them thought Tulsi was crazy. They had the finest thing they ever done, you know.
Yeah, made the city.
Why, absolutely. Yes, sir.
What kind of trees are native here? Are these native?
No, those are what they call a Chinese elm.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose they originated in China. I don't know about that, but that's what you call a Chinese elm.
Mm-hmm.
Those shade in this one right behind you here is what you call a silver leaf maple.
That's pretty true.
Yes, it is. There's another one back right down there.
Uh-huh.
They call them silver leaf maple. I don't know what they call that one right there, but it's a fine tree. I like it all the way. Around the ground there. But I don't know just what they call that, but that's what these are here. These have only been set out about 10 years right here.
Is that right?
That's right.
My goodness.
Set them out after I came here, 2 or 3 years after I came here.
They're certainly not.
Oh, they have grown. They make a quick shade and a lots fine shade. Stand lots of rough and weather and one thing another like that.
Do you have maples around here?
Yes, we have maples around on the creek. They call them sugar maples and hard maple, and have 2 or 3 different kinds of maples.
Can they get syrup from those?
No, I don't think so. Not in this. I never knew them doing that in here.